It's a great time to buy a car. Look, if you have good credit, there are lots of deals out there. Total industry sales fell almost 32% last month to the lowest rate in 25 years. Incentives are just unprecedented. In fact, today Ford announced it will offer employee pricing, 0% financing, and cash incentives on a variety of its vehicles. But you may be wondering if the car brand you're thinking about buying today will be around tomorrow, and that is a big downside.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of concern about whether people would buy from a bankrupt car company. So tell us a little bit about those downsides.
Well, look, if your goal is to get the best deal, the cheapest car you can, you'll find it from car companies that are really struggling. Now, if the company is taken over, the manufacturer, that is, your warranty should still be valid. That's because the new car company would just take it over. However, if your car manufacturer goes out of business, your warranty may be at risk. If you have to buy a car because yours is just biting the dust, realize that all car manufacturers are struggling with sales right now, and there are incentives across the board, especially on really popular vehicles like hybrids or compact cars. The more cash you bring to the table, the better off you'll be. The best way to negotiate, listen to this, Nima, find out what the dealership paid for the car, and you can do that at consumerreports.com. They have something called their new car price service. Take that number in to negotiate, and then the question becomes, what's a reasonable amount of profit for the dealership? And it's usually 2 to 4%. Rather than having a big negotiation over how much they should give you off of sticker prices, it's a much more powerful area for you as the consumer.
Yeah, thanks to the internet, we have so much more power
right now
going in terms of information. I've got to ask you, Jerry, would you buy an American car right now, considering all the problems?
Well, you know, I just got off the phone with the folks at Consumer Reports, and they had this to say. They would stay away from Chrysler products for two reasons. Most importantly, because their products simply don't rate highly in their testing, but also because the company is in severe financial difficulty. However, when it comes to GM, which is also facing some financial straits, they say many of their products rate well, and now is a good time to get a deal on a GM. Regardless of what happens to the parent company, there will be a large network of people servicing GMs. My source told me it's not like you get a deal on a box of 8-track tapes and the players go away.